Obama misled Americans for his own political benefit. David Axelrod writes in his new book, "I'm just not very good at bull****," Obama told Axelrod. Axelrod writes that he knew Obama was in favor of same-sex marriage. Axelrod admits to counseling Obama to conceal his position for political reasons, end of quote. Let's get back to it. So Obama then moves to Chicago. Not from there. He joins the Trinity Church because of his desire for political connections. And he decides to run for state senate because the incumbent decided to run for another office. She changes her mind, decides to keep her office. Obama says, "I'm sorry, I'm staying in the race." Obama then challenged all the signatures he had to file to run for re-election and essentially got her kicked off the ballot, so Obama won without any opposition. Then Obama decides to challenge Bobby Rush for Congress. He primaries him. And Bobby Rush, the former Black Panther, kicks Obama's butt. How and why? Because he characterizes Obama as not truly Black, from Harvard, taught at University of Chicago, carpetbagger, not really from Chicago, doesn't really understand the culture, yada blah, etc. Obama even complained about it. So what did Obama do when he got his butt kicked? He redesigned his state senate district to make it more white, more affluent, more Jewish, less Black, less poor. Explain to me how racism has hurt this man. And then he decides to run for U.S. Senate. And he's not likely to win. But little by little by little, scandal and other things knock off the front runners. He runs. And he wins.